I wiggle my fingers and look down when they move. I'm no longer made of snow. And I'm naked. Jesus. I rush to the window and stare at my reflection with a dropped jaw. I look like her. Like a human. I touch my face before looking back at the spot I came from. Footprints pepper the snow, but there's no sign of my previous existence. Snow princess, I whisper, and the sound of my own voice startles me. I want to see her. She created me, after all. I follow her cinnamon scent to the front door and try the knob. It turns in my grasp, so I push open the door and step into a rush of warm air. Much warmer than I'm used to. I'm going to melt! Panic seizes me, especially when a drop of liquid falls from my forehead. I'll have to act quickly. I follow her scent through the dark hallway until it grows stronger, and I stop in front of a door. Her bedroom, I'm guessing. With a gentle push, the door eases open, and I sneak inside the room. Her scent overpowers me here. It's intoxicating. My eyes adjust to the darkness, and I spot her sleeping form on the bed. I creep closer. The gentle curves of her cleavage rise and fall with each even breath she takes. Her perfectly pouted lips call to me, but I don't want to wake her. A flash of light and movement catches my eyes, and I look closer. In her hand rests her phone. A video plays on a loop. I recognize what's happening on the screen because I was there, but I looked much different. Panic ratchets through me again. She was attracted to the me I was before, so what will she think when she sees me like this? I'm no longer white and cold and motionless. My round curves and stick arms have been replaced by skin and warmth. She won't want this.